Forest, one of Alaska's major natural resources. Along the state's southeastern panhandle, pulp and lumber mills are among the major industries. In the interior, however, relatively little utilization of the millions of acres of forest is now taking place. I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. UAF scientists, in cooperation with researchers from the Federal Institute of Northern Forestry, have been studying these interior forests. Together, they are preparing for the time when land resource managers will have to make decisions on the utilizations of the interior forest. For more than a decade, they have been researching interior Alaskan forests so that resource managers will have a reliable database that they can use to make decisions. Dr. Keith Van Cleve, a professor of forestry soils, has been involved in the study since 1967.
To begin with, all management applications have to be based on basic scientific information. Then we proceed from there to understand what the manipulations that we might carry on to improve tree growth rates do to these physical or chemical environmental factors that control tree growth. For example, reducing forest density would improve the moisture supply and supposedly the nutrient supply for tree use through warming the soil and allowing more moisture to be utilized by the remaining stems that are left in a stand, as well as by biological processes that are going on in the soil that are responsible for the supply of nutrients for tree use. So if we understand what the range within which these physical controls operate, we can better understand what might be the change in these controls as a result of management manipulations, and understand really what we're doing when we actually carry on some of these very important procedures that are, in fact, done around the world in an effort to improve growth rates of forests.
The research has been devoted to gaining very basic knowledge of the nature of the local woods. This has involved evaluation of a number of different forest types. In all interior forests, certain key variables appear to be the vital factors in growth and production.
At this latitude, temperature is probably the most important control. All of the processes that are involved in supplying, for example, chemical elements that are important for tree growth are controlled by the biological activity in the soil that is in turn controlled by soil temperature. The other major variable, which we do not know enough about at this time, is soil moisture, because on dry south-facing aspects, especially in upland locations, moisture may be limiting during a good part of the year. And so in combination with temperature, moisture is undoubtedly the other important physical control for forest growth and development at this latitude.
While utilization of the interior forest resources has been limited in the past, the future could be very different.
The potential is there, a substantial potential. The rates of growth of most of the vegetation types, the forest types that we find at this latitude, are equal, not in the highest, at the highest level of production, but equal to a moderate rate of productivity compared with those in more temperate latitudes. In fact, we found some stands of white spruce in the Yukon-Porcupine area that have rates of growth that are equivalent to those in the southern pine region in the southeastern United States. Nothing is equivalent so far that we found to growth rates of rapid-growing Douglas fir in the Pacific Northwest, however, but there is the potential, and that's for native species. Under naturally growing conditions, no manipulations at all, we know that with application of certain intensive management practices, we can double or treble those growth rates. But the question is how that fits into the whole picture from the standpoint of the economics of those kinds of procedures. The other thing that is really important to consider is the possibility for use of introduced species from other parts of the circumpolar boreal forest that may, in fact, be more rapid growing than native plants, but be able to withstand the rigors of the environment here. And in other words, tree improvement and introduced species evaluations need to be carried on at a more intensive level than they have in the past.
Investigating non-native trees is one of several possible future studies. One of the best aspects of the research already performed, according to Van Cleve, is that it provides a basis from which to make decisions. Because of the work, managers will have a greater depth of understanding and knowledge. With this background, they will be able to avoid potential but otherwise unforeseen problems. In a number of producing areas in the lower 48, the research has paralleled or followed production. Consequently, a number of problems have resulted that could have been anticipated if there were a database. Dr. Keith Van Cleve is a professor of forestry soils with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lake. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.